Welcome to Tampa Bay FM's Synergy Connection, where life as you currently live it can be transformed into the life you've always dreamed of. Understanding your synergistic connections is the pathway to your emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental wellness. Let's begin connecting the dots. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. I have as my returning guest this morning, Tess Dalka. And Tess is an angel communicator. She utilizes card interpretation and astrological insights and channels with angels to provide messages for our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual growth. And for the past 6 years, she's been working extensively with angels who are assisting her with information on how to understand their souls. Today we're going to explore chakras, and my understanding of chakras is just a little bit different from what Tess is going to share. So I think this is going to be an amazing program for all of the listeners out there. So we're going to get started, and I want to let Tess kind of share a little bit about where you can find her in the very beginning, and then we'll jump into what chakras actually are.
Hi, yes, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be able to share all this and play with you on these concepts. So as far as where I come from with this work, the Serenity Now, which is one of the bookstores that I've been working out of with doing sessions for the last 9 years, actually.
Oh my goodness, that's a long time.
Is co-owned by Brooke Anthony and John. And Brooke and I started to do sessions together using different channeling techniques and developed all of this communication with the angels, where it became a lot more in depth because we were able to play off of each other and bring in our different talents. And so when we started doing this, this was about 7 years ago, they brought in what they would call sessions, and each one got us deeper and deeper into this work. So as you said, to find me, you could always call Serenity Now, and we'll give that information later. But to go into what you were talking about on the chakras, what you had asked is that I could look at it from the angel perspective.
From an angel
perspective. Using those techniques.
Right. So my understanding, and as a Reiki master, I use energy mediums. I mean, I can figure out in a person's body where there are blockages. And so my own research had shown that we have 6 chakras in our physical being. And then we have one slightly above our head called the crown chakra. And so that's a total of 7. And a lot of people never open the crown chakra up. You know, sometimes there are people who can open it for you. And actually, that's what happened with me, probably about 12 years ago now, is I was in a session with an individual who kind of paused for a minute. And she said, "That's interesting." And I said, "What's interesting?" And she said, "I'm being told that I should open your crown chakra now." And once that happened, Katie barred the door, because I started getting all kinds of information that I had never received before. So my understanding then is that there are chakras above the crown that stream information, for lack of a better word, into our being. But if the chakras are not in alignment, then it's very difficult for energy to flow naturally, that keep us healthy. And that's my understanding of it, because if I'm working with somebody who has a blockage, let's say in their heart or their throat chakra, there quite often is either a physiological or an emotional reason why that's blocked. So I'm interested in hearing what the angels have to say as far as their interpretation of that vortex that's in our body, because it really is just an energy vortex that kind of swirls.
Yeah, I was actually really interested too. When you asked me, I was like, oh my gosh. I had, like anybody, since I've been working with all of this, you know, for close to 30 years,
You're an old soul.
I'm an old soul. I just started out, you know, from the start I went, there's nothing else I'm interested in, you know, at 17. and I knew that was my path.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been familiar with chakras as far as the traditional sense of them that we've been all kind of working with. I've never really studied them, just like I've never studied. We've talked about this. I purposely didn't really study any specific modality unless it came to me intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wanted to, I honor the sense I had that everything comes from inside.
Right.
So we don't need to learn it from outside. We interact with the outside
mm-hmm.
in order to remember what we already know.
Right.
So, and that's what the angels really brought home. And I want to give Brooke kudos right now, because that woman, that spiritual being, I call her my spiritual twin sister, she has maintained this sacred knowledge in her that is, you know, something you can go to from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very in alignment with what you would get from Course in Miracles, the Raj, I don't know if you've heard of Raj. Paul is channeling Raj, which is Christ consciousness. Excellent, excellent resource. The Abrahams,
mm-hmm.
you know, what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to her, she was already very clear on the knowing part, the knowledge. She would, you know, she could just pick up a book and quote directly. She was like Mrs. Who
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
from the, what was that movie? Wrinkle in Time.
Wrinkle in Time,
yeah.
Right, right.
She, and that's how she's so knowledgeable that she doesn't even try to explain it from hers. She just picks up the book and knows exactly where to go, or brings up a video for you, or a music, or,
mm-hmm.
or a song. Or
mm-hmm.
So anyways, she has been maintaining this knowledge. And the reason I'm talking about it so much, I know I've mentioned her every time, but I'm speaking about this now because she's representing the knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go through the chakras and what the angels were telling me, that was a very significant part. And as we had spoken in last previous sessions or interviews, we had it where I was understood to be coming from the feeling. So we came together. That's why we called ourselves twin sisters.
The knowing and the feeling.
The knowing and the feeling. Mm-hmm. I came from, we're all love. I love love. Let's all just be happy and you know, get all involved in each other's lives. And and it was a very inspiring and optimistic view, and it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But without the knowing, as we all have found out, mm-hmm. it can become what we've called codependent.
Very true. Very true.
And that's where you're talking about, that
mm-hmm.
physical ailment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pain in the back that comes from trying to take care of everybody.
Right. A lot of people feel it in their shoulders and their neck. You know, it's like,
yes.
Atlas, you know, with the world on his shoulders.
Or God bless us, that pit of our stomach where we feel like it's just clenching or toxic because
mm-hmm.
we know we're doing something that doesn't feel right,
mm-hmm.
but our thoughts don't know how to process it. So all we're trying to do is we spin around it over and over, and we're sensing something's not right, something's not right. So this last 7 years, using her extensive knowingness
mm-hmm.
and then my unbounded optimism.
Right.
I'm like, I know we can get this, you know, mm-hmm. as far as a physical experience.
So it becomes a balance.
Yeah, it became a not only a balance, but a complement to the point that we were able to bring it into existence. Because
right.
just the knowing doesn't do it, and just the feeling doesn't do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really combine them, you have something.
Mm-hmm.
And to a certain sense, you can't have the knowing without the feeling or the feeling without the knowing. But each person has an individual trait that they tend to gravitate towards. And what we're finding is how wonderfully beneficial those are for
right.
each other.
Right.
So to relate this to the chakra topic, what I did and what we've done, and if you listen to the past interviews we've done, everything that the angels have brought in has almost been a flip of orientation. In fact, it hasn't almost been. It has been a complete flip of orientation. And
mm-hmm.
I even have the theory that what we call mental disorders are that the people who are having this disorder are actually experiencing the extreme frustration with the fact that our mental orientation hasn't been accurate to what we feel inside.
That's probably very accurate.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, and in fact, the people that we have worked with up until this point have always, the ones that really have stayed with it and wanted to understand it, have always come from a psychology background. mm-hmm. because it is the mind. Mm-hmm. And so what we're here today to talk about, and what we've always been really talking about, is the mind orientation. Mm-hmm. And so, again, just like everything else, they flipped it around. And to start with, I would love to share the tarot, the major arcana, tarot symbology of the numbers 12 mm-hmm. and 21.
Okay.
Because the numbers 12 and 21 symbolize what we're going to be discussing with the chakras.
Okay.
The 12 and 21 in tarot, and by the way, when I use tarot and oracle cards, I use them as a way to meditate. And I feel like that's what they were meant to be. The divining aspect of them is to understand, like a divining rod, how to reach the divine in yourself. Mm-hmm. Not to predict what's going to happen, to predict what you are connecting to as an experience through your thought process and whether you're going to enjoy the experience. So the divining process, the divine in us, is that feeling and that knowing that says, I am here, and what we've called infinite potential. I am here as an individual experience of infinite potential. I am not here as a limited experience trying to understand that I have potential. I am here as infinite potential, knowing that I get to have an individual experience. And that's a very sacred divine right. So once we get that, we understand ourselves better. And to, again, symbolize this, we have the major arcana cards of 12, which is called the Hangman a lot of times. Some cards call it perspective, which I love. And the 21, which is called the universe, or I call it heaven on earth.
I'm curious. I'm going to ask one question here. But
yes.
The 12, when you reverse the numbers, become mm-hmm. 21.
Exactly.
So that has something to do with this.
Exactly.
Okay.
It has everything to do with it. And you see how you naturally understood that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's fascinating, the Mayan calendar, remember?
Yes.
12, December mm-hmm. 21st,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2012.
Right.
Yeah.
All of those.
That was so, and what happened, and what for me, when I started to go into the cards, I kept getting the 21, the universe. And so it made me very fascinated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we progressed with the angels, because at first we think, oh, 21, heaven, universe, you know, that's what I want to be. And as we progress through, they're like, you are that. What you're understanding is to respect the 12, to respect that. And if you notice, if you've seen the major arcana, usually when the 12 and 21 are represented, one is a symbol of, and a lot of times they say Isis or Jesus, and it's a dance, and it's going upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 12, so the 21's going up, the 12 is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's considered, in the past, a mistake, right? It was almost like, oh, you're stuck on something. Oh, you're sacrificing. Oh, you have to be but it's not that. It's actually understanding, this is what we're doing with the chakras, that we're not the first chakra coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We are the above the seventh chakra,
right?
Coming through the seventh chakra,
right?
Going into experience,
right?
Because we are divine and we're having a divine individual experience.
You know, one of the things that I have seen, and you may have seen this as well, doing what you do, is that there are so many times when spiritual readers
mm-hmm.
will say that they are stuck at their heart chakra. You know, they can't get into the solar plexus, they can't get into the sacral, they can't get into the root.
Yes.
And so they're very ungrounded, and a lot of times will have physical issues as a result. And I find that very interesting, because it's like they can come in so far from the divine, and then they run into an impasse
yes.
of some sort.
Because it doesn't make any sense the way we've been orienting
mm-hmm.
our mind.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to say it right now, very firmly, we cannot ever feel comfortable with how we had been thinking.
Right. And
because we had been thinking that we were the base chakra going up.
Right. And that if you didn't have the grounding, the, you know, like we do encourage people, I do encourage people to, you know, walk barefoot in the grass, you know, hug a tree, understand, you know, that we are part of the earth. We're not, you know, we're here as physical beings, but we are so much more than just physical beings.
Yeah. Well, the significance of that, and the angels use it a lot, they'll say, you know, go into nature.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, and I think I've said it almost every time, it's kind of my catchphrase. I channeled in a while ago. They had said, you are you, meaning all of us,
right,
are miracles by nature, magical by species.
Right.
The only time you don't experience the perfection of your magic, which is just how we think about things,
mm-hmm.
is when you forget that you're miracles first. And right. so when we connect to nature, that does make us feel like we want to be here because mm-hmm. we look at the miracle in it. We right. look at how miraculous nature is, and we remember who we are.
Right.
So that's and that's the whole thing. And we shared before where the angels a while ago said, "Grounded is not pulling yourself in, kicking and screaming."
Right.
That is right. not being grounded. Please right. don't pull yourself in, kicking and screaming. And notice who you said is not feeling like they're coming through past the heart chakra
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
are people who are spirit oriented.
Right.
They're wanting to know who we are first. Same thing with what we just talked about. Mental, quote, disorder
mm-hmm.
is that sense of something doesn't fit in how we've been thinking. Because mm-hmm. we were thinking there's something outside of us that we have to control or do something about in order
mm-hmm.
to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already talked the last, you know, couple times, that has never been effective.
Mm-hmm.
And we sense it can't be effective, which is why we feel confused and frustrated when we go that way.
Right. Not too long ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now, I was on a golf course. And as I was on the tee box getting ready to, hit my first shot, I felt eyes actually looking at me, and we had seen deer, and I know deer is one of my totem animals, but this didn't feel like the eyes of a deer. And I looked up, and here is this most amazingly beautiful hawk. And he's not hidden. He's on a branch, maybe 75 feet from me. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I took a picture of him. I went back to the cart, got my phone, took a picture. And I've decided that maybe, you know, hawk has moved into my life as
yes.
another totem animal, just to be aware, you know, to watch, to look. And I thought that was just kind of fascinating how Earth is there constantly teaching us if we are open to seeing.
Yeah. And when you say teaching, what I hear is inspiring,
mm-hmm.
is emulating, is synchronistically showing us
right.
that we are taken care of,
right.
that this is heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that Earth, E-A-R-T-H, if you take the H and put it in the front, it's heart.
It's heart.
H-E-A-R-T.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a very, very beautiful, very profound place when we look at it through the true sight. And
mm-hmm.
notice we're here to talk today about the chakras and how the angels orient the thought process of the chakras from
the top,
what we think of as the sky, what we mm-hmm. think of as, you know, a vision that gives us a greater insight.
Right.
Right.
So we come in as energetic beings into a physical form from the top.
Yes. And one of the ways that they have used as a description for years is that there's a different experience that you have going down, like if you're in a canoe and you're going down a river, and there's like two different or three different routes that you can go, you're going to have a very different experience of that decision-making process
mm-hmm.
if you are in the boat canoeing in your vision, or if you're in a tree looking down in your vision, or if you're like a hawk flying over.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in all of the visions, if you see as a hawk, you get to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know there's no wrong choice. It's just which one is going to be the most interesting to you. But when you're in the boat and you think that there could be something that could go wrong,
mm-hmm.
you don't experience the joy of the journey. And that's what we're learning.
I'm also kind of envisioning here that the whole birthing process, unless it's a cesarean, is through a canal.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we are coming from the spiritual realm into the physical body through a canal.
And through being nurtured by mother.
Yes, yes.
Which is very significant because that's the first aspect of all beingness is what, you know, I don't believe in any terms specifically, but I
mm-hmm.
use whatever terms I have available. So I say goddess.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, goddess is the womb, the infinite potential that's always here for us, the love,
mm-hmm.
the feeling of worth and comfort that just comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everything. Then what we've called God, because that's a way to think of the thought into existence.
Right.
When God, Father, sorry, Mother, God is Father, God. When Father God comes in and has a thought of individuality, children are conceived.
Right, right.
Isn't that beautiful? So we are divine children of divine thought, of Mother Infinite that's always here for us. And then the conception process goes through, which is a perfect transition into exactly how they explain the chakras, mm-hmm. because the first chakra, I'll tell you the first last, but or the last first, is the when you actually come in, that we don't experience the birthing of the thought self until the first chakra. So let's go ahead and okay. if you're ready,
I'm ready,
and go
let's look and see,
jump right in, because again, and I shared this with a couple different people I know that are into yoga or chakra work, and they confirmed that the orientation used to be first chakra up, and mm-hmm. that when they thought of it as seventh chakra down, as how we think of opening, mm-hmm. they went, oh, that feels in alignment. Mm-hmm. So it was a very natural shift for everybody, because it feels right, because mm-hmm. it's truth. Truth is always going to be comfortable.
So in a way, if somebody like myself, when they said that they were being asked to open the crown chakra, maybe, you know, what happens is that we do forget, you know, this, mm-hmm. Who we are as divine beings. And so when we're ready to accept that, then it kind of opens up, and then we go, aha, now I get it.
Yes. That's why we were talking about, you know, maybe going beyond the seventh chakra for another interview. And when I asked the angels, they said, you don't need to think about that. That's when you start getting into the infinite that you are. Mm-hmm. And yes, that's there. Mm-hmm. But you're here to have an individual experience.
Right.
So they said we'll have more and more understanding as time goes on. Mm-hmm. But the cursory understanding of it is that when we come into the physical, and you'll see it when I relay their definitions of the seven chakras coming down, when we come in, we have to condense into a thought limitation of an individual being, which to condense to that, you would have to, for a moment, go, I am not everything. And for that moment, mm-hmm. there is that sense of, okay, and that's where we think we're coming up, because we're like, well, I've slowly realized, but it's almost like a baby opening their eyes. We may think it's taking forever, but really, we came in, we opened our eyes. Oh, I know who I am.
Right. And then if you look at the psychological interpretations of who we are as humans, that kind of goes along with, you know, your base chakra, is that the world is all about me as an infant. You know, I'm wet, I'm hungry, I'm tired. And so, you know, it would be difficult for a baby to grasp that we are infinite.
Yes, and that's where we talked in the previous one about how the orientation from Freud was id, mm-hmm. ego, superego, right. which was perfect mm-hmm. for understanding how we were as little angel infants,
right.
understanding ourselves.
Right.
And then now, as a little bit more aware, you know, we've gone through separation anxiety pretty well. Mm-hmm. We're still, you know, sometimes get a little confused, but so as we're getting through this, the orientation of you know, understanding ourselves now is really what they called IP, mm-hmm. remember? And mm-hmm. and Victoria Hawkins, who I think you're going to have on the show sometime, who's a wonderful yoga teacher, nicknamed it IP, but it was infinite potential that's always right. here for us. And she said, oh, IP. And so, yes, yeah, so IP. And then what the angel said, IP, engaged mind. And mm-hmm. that's how we can think of the focused of what is now, is mm-hmm. what are we engaging in? Mm-hmm. And then the multidimensional mind, which remembers that, hey, what we're engaging in is a choice, not a have to.
Right.
It gets to be, once we stop engaging in that thought process, everything else that is already there for us opens up. So that's what, and that's, again, we're constantly learning that. And the orientation with these chakras is meant to help us. They gave us definitions that specifically help us to remember the I am that we are mm-hmm. first, because that's what created the individual that we are experiencing.
Right.
Yeah. And not as something separate, as a part of the whole that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you ready? You want to hear it? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So what do they say about, we're starting at the crown, right?
Starting at the crown, because that's how we come in.
Okay.
And the crown chakra, which traditionally you know is violet light, seventh chakra. And what's significant about violet, if you think about it, is violet is, whenever we use violet light, the violet flame in amethyst, it's always just remembering who we are. Right? So I asked them each time, what I did is I just sat with them and I said, can you please channel in what you'd like me to say? So, and then we did more play with cards and so forth, but they wanted me just to tell you the little tiny sentence that they gave for each one, and we'll go from there. So crown, seventh chakra, violet color, they called it spirit-centered awareness.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that interesting? So spirit-centered awareness. And spirit-centered awareness is, and they just made this one very simple. It's just go, know who you are. Once you know who you are, you're the it, not the id. The it thought that it had to take because there was lack.
Right.
The it knows that the reason it wants things is because it's there for them.
Right. So the potential is to have anything that you want. You just have to recognize you can have it.
Yes. And to not judge when it's not there because we had to go into a limitation in order to have physical. You can't eat chocolate ice cream if there is no limitation, no definition to chocolate. And all the different flavors and varieties and designs of chocolate can't be there without individual, without limiting. So it's only when we think that the limitation is against us as opposed to for us that we don't experience the beauty of our creativity.
So somebody that likes chocolate.
Yes.
Then I guess what I'm hearing is that you would have to recognize that there's milk chocolate, there's dark chocolate, there's, you know, cocoa, there's an infinite number of varieties of chocolate. And that by having the understanding that, you know, we limit it in the sense that we define it. Maybe that is kind of what you're saying.
Yes.
Is that if you're defining what this is, then you can have an unlimited number of definitions?
Yes. Isn't that great?
Okay.
How fun is it to know that what defines us opens us up to infinite potential?
Okay. That makes sense.
That's fun, isn't it?
Okay.
So and I'm just going to go down the list, and if there's any questions or anything that you'd like to add, because they, with the spirit-centered awareness, it was very understandable, you know, but there might be any questions on that, or does that sound?
Nope, that one makes sense to me.
Yeah, that's fun. Okay, so now we're going to go to the sixth chakra, which we call the third eye, which is, you know, forehead. The color indigo, which, you know, there's so much information about indigo children. And it's really when we look at something with a scrutinizing eye.
I always thought of third eye, though, as also our psychic abilities and our intuition. And when we begin to intuitively understand things rather than looking for facts and figures, but just to intuitively know.
And thank you for saying that. Yes, because to me, that's a scrutinizing eye. So to scrutinize is to really, you know, question and look in depth. And again,
who said what?
Yep.
Where did you read it?
From past orientation mind, right? You know, we thought that that could be, was something like we had to judge it, we had to pick it apart. But from true self, from, you know, what I call angel mind, angel orientation, scrutinizing means to remember the truth in everything.
Right.
So, and Brooke calls it, see, the Archangel Michael, because Archangel Michael has always been about the sword standing for truth.
Right.
That we're all God's children.
Right.
That we're all, you know, coming from the assertion of God, not that we are, and God, again, not just the Christianity sense, it's the sense of whatever you would call the vision to have an individual experience and to have all of that together. So that, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm kind of hearing in my own mind, at least, that if people can separate out maybe the God that's defined as a father figure or a person that, you know, is maybe somewhat judgmental, into a almost like an energetic being that is universal love.
Yeah.
That is the God source.
Well, and what, if you remember, we were talking a little bit about earlier, goddess, they mm-hmm. were saying, you know, that's love, that's infinite potential, it's always here for us, it's worth, it's comfort, it's feeling,
mm-hmm.
and then how they explain God, which is Father in this way. And so mm-hmm. what we're doing is, again, instead of saying we can't have what doesn't feel right,
mm-hmm.
we say it doesn't feel right because we aren't seeing the truth of it. So
right.
Father in truth, God in truth, Brahm, whatever you want, the thought of how does this become all of us,
right?
The conceiver that is connecting to mother, right? The goddess, that it is the ability to conceive. So when this comes in, its purpose is for that enjoyment. Its purpose is for the, if you think of the true sense of what we think of parents for children,
mm-hmm.
Not any false beliefs that have led to false experiences. The true sense is that they look at their children as a gift to them.
Right.
They don't look at their children as to see them as a gift to them.
Right.
They look at the children as, you're my gift. I want to watch you and enjoy you and laugh with you and play with you and provide for you. And we've said this before, innate worth, infinite potential, eternal perfection. Wherever that child is, they have innate worth,
mm-hmm.
they have infinite potential, and they have
mm-hmm.
eternal perfection. They cannot be turning over, they cannot be walking yet, and they have all that.
Right. You know, I again, I'm chuckling to myself because how many of us have heard a parent say something along these lines?
Yes.
I brought you into the world.
Oh.
I can take you out.
Oh. Okay, so. I thought you were going to say the lines of innate worth, infinite potential, eternal perfection.
No, but where they don't actually see their children.
Past mind.
Well, they don't see them as the gift that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So they have a child, be it male or female, but then they don't recognize the, I want to play with you, I want to grow with you, I want to spend time with you. They don't see those things. They see it as a responsibility. And then if you object to anything that the mother or father is saying, you know, then you get that kind of resistance. You
yeah.
know, like, hey, mind your P's and Q's here.
Yeah.
So,
and it doesn't feel quite right to the parent or the child.
No.
And the reason is because the not true thought mm-hmm. of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
which that there could be lack,
mm-hmm.
didn't allow for any sense of true enjoyment
right.
because you thought I could fail my child,
right.
I could be limited by my child, I could, you know, I have all these responsibilities. The children and the
mm-hmm.
parents didn't have that. That's why when we talk about mother, father, let's go to true mind, angel
right.
mind, which the angels say we're the same species. That's why they're caring for us, and they're part of the mother-father concept, you know, broken
mm-hmm.
down into even more individuality, and we all come from God as God. Yeah,
right.
So we're layers, and again, hard to understand exactly. That's why they said, just understand who you are. You don't have to because we're the children.
Mm-hmm.
We're just here to play. We are not here to figure out the universe. It's done for us.
Right.
So, and that's why, and this is such a significant thing, all this time we've been talking about the sixth chakra, which means we've been talking about what they said, scrutinizing
mm-hmm.
how you're looking at things.
Right.
Because to think of scrutiny as judgmental or lack
mm-hmm.
wouldn't make sense. To think of the divining rod,
mm-hmm.
am I looking at this from the divine that I am? Am I seeing the Archangel Michael and myself and everybody else?
But if you're in that sixth chakra and you're doing it intuitively, then you're going to be in that knowing place.
Yes.
You know, so it's going to feel right.
Correct.
There's not going to be that disjointed kind of a situation where, you know, what I feel and what I am experiencing maybe are in conflict.
Yes, because what happens is, you know, remember, we're coming in from
the
infinite that we are. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so seventh chakra, again, spirit-centered awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth chakra is seeing things clearly.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we haven't limited into an individual experience. So
mm-hmm.
whenever we, quote, come from the sixth chakra,
mm-hmm.
we're scrutinizing clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and what the angels called the sixth chakra, what they gave as their little catchphrase or
mm-hmm.
Explanation is creative interaction as mental self.
That's interesting.
Isn't that nice?
Creative interaction as mental self.
Creative interaction as mental self. Sixth chakra, third eye, indigo, being able to scrutinize truth, meaning being able to see the truth. And
I have a question to ask here too, because one of the things you mentioned, amethyst with the crown.
Yes.
And indigo quite often is lapis lazuli or a blue stone. So if somebody was actually writing down creative interpretation as mental self.
Interaction.
Okay.
A very, very important significance.
Yeah. Okay. So if they had that little catchphrase that the angels want us to understand, and maybe had a stone that was of that color, you know, that could remind them, you know, that this is where my focus is, that might be of benefit.
What a beautiful thing to channel in, because I have to say, and by the way, when we speak of channel, in my mind, anytime we open to even more knowledge than our mind might currently have thought, right? You know, that, and when I say mind, I'm talking about the, once we come into the focused mind, the engaged mind. Anytime we open, we are channeling,
right?
You know, the infinite potential, that wonderful knowing. So when I say great channeling, and the reason I say that is because lapis has been associated with great teachers, Hermes, which Archangel Metatron I work with is kind of my primary guide at this point. And Metatron is the tree of knowledge, right? He is twin brothers, which was interesting because Brooke and I did the whole twin thing before we even started making that with Sandalphon as an understanding. And Metatron has that energy of how do you think? And they both became angels, which is really recognizing that we're all angels.
Right.
Earth angels, also called as fairies, right?
Right.
Because we're earth angels. So here we have it where we are connecting with lapis. You did that naturally, which is Metatron.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And Metatron is one of my guides.
Oh, there you go. And so you heard it correctly.
I did.
Okay. So how about that? Are we good with six? Should we go to...
Yeah, we're good. Okay. We're good with six.
So let's go to the throat chakra. That's the fifth chakra, color blue. And this one was interesting. What they said about this, it really took me a long time to understand this. They said communicating our soul's desire, S-O-U-L-S, apostrophe S, communicating our soul's desire. And so, of course, I said, what are you talking about? And so they explained what a soul was.
Okay.
And I loved their explanation. They said, what they said, what the soul's desire is. They said, everything can only be of love. So when they explained the soul, they made it a very feminine, what we would think of as a feminine aspect. You know, we're all everything. But the understanding of the duality allows us to play with our individuality. So that feeling, what we call love, is really like it's infinite potential, and that we have natural worth, innate worth, infinite potential, eternal perfection. I just use those because that's the most clear way to understand ourselves. And so when the soul is coming in, when we're coming in through the fifth chakra, and there's some fascinating things about that with the traditional concept of fifth chakra. They're saying that we're going, this has to be in love. This has to be in freedom. This has to be without judgment that we could be negative, but judgment that we get to choose what we do just because.
Right.
So judgment becomes not... there could be something wrong, so I'm not going to do that because that's wrong. It's, I'm not going to do that because I want to play this way. And so that's what the soul is. The soul needs to know that, or the soul, not needs to know because it knows. The soul is saying, and it's going to be done with beauty and truth.
And truth.
And love.
Interesting, you know, with this, so often I have found in doing Reiki, that somebody who has blockage here almost always has throat issues. They may get a lot of bacterial infections that are in the throat. They may have thyroid issues. They may have polyps that grow, you know, that have to be removed. And so you know, they've not been able maybe to speak from a love base.
Yes. So take a breath in, please. And Lucy knows I do this a lot. And so for everyone, please take a breath in. But when, and it was so, there was so much tension mm-hmm. when we even talked about that. Mm-hmm. So when I'm doing sessions, breath is emulating the aha moment mm-hmm. when we recognize the truth, which is basically what the throat chakra is doing. And Where do we breathe through?
Right.
The throat.
The throat.
So it's the aha. When we recognize the truth, it's always because we stopped thinking something that wasn't the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is never not the truth. The truth is right. never not there.
Right. And it's kind of like a wake-up call for that individual sometimes mm-hmm. is, you know, what is it that you're not saying that you want to say?
Well, and what is it that you're not thinking, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because as that is formulating in, as we've been coming into the first, because remember, we do come into the first from the seventh, but
right.
we are experiencing the beginning mm-hmm. of ourselves
mm-hmm.
when they say the first step, that's I think why they started orienting that way, like we were talking about,
right.
because we are experiencing the mind thought that we could be limited. It's like, okay, so why are we limited? How are we limited?
Right.
And the soul, the throat, is going, well, because we get to, because we're so precious.
Mm-hmm.
And when the mind starts to recognize that, the throat opens.
Mm-hmm.
And when so basically, and I always look at everything as once we recognize it, we're already done.
Right.
And I was talking to another one of the people who is amazing with all this work and, you know, strong degree in psychology, Tara Garlitz. And we were talking about how they gave me this new orientation.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited to talk
mm-hmm.
to you. And she said, and I said, we were talking about how something, a thought could be, you know, off, you know, and I go, oh, well, that was so seven chakras ago. And that's our, that's like going to be our new concept. And, oh, that's so seven chakras ago. By the time it gets to our thought process,
mm-hmm.
it's already come through all of this higher self knowing. And you'll see it gets more dense,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean we have to think of ourselves as dense.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like you're not getting it.
Yes. But remember, mm-hmm. once we recognize enough to talk about it, it's already done for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not needing to then figure out how to do it. That's why they said, don't think of it the first step. We are just going, oh, okay, well, let me let go of that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. So in the fifth chakra, communicating our soul's desire, which is that everything can only be of love. And when we start to think of it that way, we have a whole new energetics to it.
Right. Yeah. And I think the sapphire is a good one to use, you know, with the fourth.
Oh, wow. I love that. The blue sapphire.
The blue sapphire.
That's interesting. I chose that with, you know, my wonderful husband, the twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
I chose that on our wedding ring.
I did,
and
too.
It does. And when I looked up the symbolism of it, mm-hmm. which was interesting because...
Mm-hmm.
It actually represents independence and
right.
individuality.
Right.
So it's saying, I'm bonding with you out of choice from being independent, and I will never not be who I am.
Exactly.
But I will enjoy who you are.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly.
Gosh, you're good. You're really good. Okay, so.
Let's move into the heart.
Because we're already feeling it.
Yeah, we need to touch base on all of these
okay.
a little bit.
So heart, fourth chakra,
uh-huh.
color green.
Mm-hmm.
The angels called it creation
mm-hmm.
of physical experience as self. And I have to tell you, even reading it now, it makes me want to cry because it's when we start to really fathom what we're saying, creation of physical experience as self. Earlier we said earth,
mm-hmm.
E-A-R-T-H, heart,
H-E-A-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So creation of physical experience as self, Christ consciousness
mm-hmm.
is what we associate with the heart chakra.
Right.
And what the angels had told me previously that the heart chakra was, or the, well, same thing, Christ consciousness is awareness of what we're thinking. And they said it's awareness of what we're thinking because we're children of the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And the divine is always there for us. And how we think about it is our creative experience of self.
Right.
Now, when we are thinking about it, or if we had thought about it in a way that is not enjoyable, we will learn to stop thinking about it that way, just as a child learns to stop putting their hand on a stove.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to judge how we learned it. And our parents, Mother, Father, God is God, love us and know that we can't be harmed as the beautiful spiritual beings we are. We can feel hurt, but when we go back to that love, we feel the comfort and we go, yes, and I'm done with that. But I do know that my thoughts connected me in. Mm-hmm. Not thought that I want to have somebody come up and yell at me, but a thought that maybe the world was harsh. And then we experience it and we go, why do I have to think that? And that's the whole thing that we do when we work with somebody. It's all about just understanding angel mind and going, why would I think that the world is harsh? I didn't like that experience. So why don't I go ahead and go, well, since I don't have to have anything that's not for my highest good, I'm just going to stop connecting to that thought.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I guess I would encourage couples to do, yes. And I don't think it happens very often. But if you are in bed together, mm-hmm. and just relaxing, it's no intention of going any place in particular. If one of you, either the male or the female, can place their head on the heart chakra, the connection is really quite amazing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so, you know, it's just a connecting point, but it's an energetic connecting point that kind of puts the mind with the heart.
Yes. And that's actually heart-mind has mm-hmm. always been a huge concept, which is that knowing feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have the knowing feeling and the knowing, it really becomes, at first, people get very angry and scared when they think that their thoughts are being associated with how they're experiencing life.
Right.
And it's a natural understanding because what they're, you know, battling against mm-hmm. is the thought that that could mean that there's something wrong with them or that they have to fix it. And what the angels are saying is, no. All they're saying is, you know, if you want something to be taken out of your hand, you have to open your fist.
Right, right. And I think, you know, even as a therapist, if I were to point that out in a gentle way to mm-hmm. somebody, the response was, why would I create this for myself? And that's a very good question.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why do you think you might have created that for yourself? You know, where do you want to go with that?
And it was never on purpose.
No, it wasn't.
And it was never because there was something wrong with you. It was because you were understanding how to work with your creative tool. You know, you're not, if we don't know how to work with it, we're going to, you know, experiment. And it was my granddaughter, Kali, K-A-L-I, mm-hmm. like the goddess, which is wonderful synchronicity there, who had said, I think of every mistake as a way I'm figuring out things. Mm-hmm. And I'm paraphrasing her, but it was beautiful the way she thought of that. You know, it's just how I'm figuring out things.
Right.
Yeah, I put chocolate in my cake and it's a little too chocolatey, so I put less chocolate. Why would I judge that?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, okay, so we've got creation of physical experience as self for heart, fourth chakra, color green. Is that mm-hmm. good? Anything else on that?
No, I think a lot of people have emeralds or they enjoy emeralds, but there's a lot of beautiful green stones that I've used. So
I love emeralds. Yeah,
but
I like that.
And some of these are things that you can wear. So if you're working with a particular chakra, it might be that you want a piece of jewelry that you can wear to remind you or to help you focus on that particular one.
That's really interesting because it was around 2001. I got a belly button ring mm-hmm. with an emerald.
Okay.
And I was very attracted to the emerald. But at that time, I was still working on being able to allow myself to have a great life, mm-hmm. right? You know, to be true to myself and all this. And I lost it on St. Patty's Day, you know. So here it was about luck, right?
Right.
And it represented all of that. And it was showing that even though my mind was ready for it, I had still rejected it in a sense.
Right.
And but it was very fascinating that I had that experience with the
with the emerald.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it happens that, again, it's there for us. Mm-hmm. It was just, and then very shortly after that, I started to open up more. But that sometimes we just don't completely accept it. We don't open the fist all the way. And mm-hmm. we get to have that. There is nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
Interesting.
We still get there. Okay, so third chakra, what they call solar plexus, solar like sun, mm-hmm. right? Color mm-hmm. yellow. Mm-hmm. Now, this one was a wild interpretation. So here's what they said. Lightness, L-I-G-H-T-N-E-S-S, of being. And I'm like, oh, okay. So lightness of being. And I, on all of these, I did lots of different card channelings in with them to understand it. And the lightness of being, though, is just one of those things that is kind of ethereal in my mind. And what they're basically saying with that is that just like the sun, mm-hmm. you know, the sun is S-U-N-S-O-N, mm-hmm. you know, Christ consciousness, that when we are coming into the solar plexus, which we always associate with power, mm-hmm. It is about, not about what we are creating. Please, people, all of us get to stop thinking we are creating it. We are deciding what filter to let the creation come through.
So think of it as a camera, putting yeah. filters on and getting different pictures.
Yes. So lightness of being is mm-hmm. what they're saying is, remember that you are, when you are, you know, coming into this creation, let yourself, you know, light, remember who you are, let mm-hmm. yourself, the knowing, let yourself, you know, release any of the thoughts that were the filters mm-hmm. that took a picture that could be suffering, that could be saving others, that could be having to be saved, that could be having to attack somebody. So that's the lightness of being. So notice, as we're coming down into ourselves, you know, or as, and even not even down, because, you know, what is down, right? We live in a universe that has no up and down.
Right.
So when we are becoming solidified or physical, materialized, I like materialized, when we're materializing ourselves into mm-hmm. an experience to that we're going through several processes, but each one is honoring the truth of who we are.
So the lightness of being, if I were going to look at maybe a more literal translation somehow
sure.
for people, might be to recognize the light within us. You know, that we're expressing
yes, exactly.
that light to the outside world.
The light in me bows to the light in you. Namaste.
Exactly. Namaste. So
yes.
That makes some sense, too, because a lot of times if you walk energetically into a room, thinking of yourself as an energy being, you can feel those that are lighter
mm-hmm.
by nature and those that are heavier by
yes.
nature. And so if everyone were recognizing that light quality that we are shining through our
yes.
being to the outside world.
And that becomes a lot more playful.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, everybody is the same lightness.
Right.
Everybody is that same thing. But those who are allowing themselves to appreciate themselves that way, I mean, appreciates, it grows,
mm-hmm.
experience it, and you experience it with them.
Right.
So, I know we're getting close to the time, so let's go ahead and, what do you think for the stone for that one?
Citrine.
Oh, of course. And how perfect is citrine
mm-hmm.
because it's all about experiencing the prosperity,
mm-hmm.
you know, the prosperity from the abundance that's always there. Because abundance could be anything
right.
and everything.
Right.
Prosperity is actually feeling like it's benefiting you.
Right. Now, I have a thought here because I don't want to rush through the last two. So
yes.
let me explore this thought with you. I know you're going to be coming back.
Yes.
And you know, maybe the thing to do is to talk a little bit about the ones we've already talked about,
yes.
save those last two rather than rushing through them, and then do a review when you come back.
I like that.
And then pulling the last two in and maybe helping people understand how to apply them in their lives, because I think people that are listening should maybe be curious at this point.
It's
as to
fun.
Yeah, as to how can I take this information and help me or help you know, my being use it on a practical daily basis so that I really am opening downward and allowing all of who I am to interact with the world.
So let's make this really fun.
Okay.
You ready? So
okay.
Here's what I suggest. I'm going to say what the last two are so that everybody who's listening to this
mm-hmm.
can contemplate it
mm-hmm.
and allow it to come through, because the last two, as you'll see, are that coming into materialization.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I come back, one of the topics that is the most dear to my heart is how shift and transition happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be very much around those two.
Okay.
And understanding feeling and understanding emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll incorporate all of that, and it'll be fun because the people listening can compare notes, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also it shows how it's already there for us before we actually experience the physical materialization.
Right.
So this is fun in every single way. So if you like, I'll do the last two.
Sure.
And let's not even say the stones for those two, because that way when we come back, anybody can have their own stone interpretation because we're all individuals.
Well, and
maybe we'll hear yours.
Right, and maybe some people will have gone out to one of the shops, like in, you know, with Serenity now, I know they have wonderful stones there.
Oh, amazing.
But, you know, maybe people will have gone out and found, you know, one or two or three of the stones that they need to have, you know, using
them. That experience, and here's what I would suggest, that really represent your individual experience.
Mm-hmm.
Start to have it, that ownership and enjoyment.
Right.
So I love it. I'm so excited. So let's go to the second chakra, which is what we think of the belly.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the solar plexus, if we didn't say this already, is that space right above the navel.
Mm-hmm.
The below the navel, and kind of including the navel in my mind, is the sacral center, and that is the second chakra, color orange.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels call it birthing a child of the divine.
And that's because it is your sexual center.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yes.
It's so beautiful. But notice gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever
mm-hmm.
we recognize that something is not a thought,
mm-hmm.
is not the truth, because we can only be the truth. So
right.
it's not that we're not the truth or somebody else is not the truth.
Right.
Our thought connection to this person or to ourselves is not of truth.
Right.
So whenever a thought is not of the truth, we get a gut feeling about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's the birthing a child of the divine, sacral center, second chakra, orange. The final base chakra, they
mm-hmm.
said, instead of thinking of it as root, think of it as base,
mm-hmm.
because it's movable. It can have different experiences. It's not stuck.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So, and that's the first chakra, color red, and they say it's what has already been created through the physical. And that's a very significant statement. What has already been created through the physical. So one, and to finish what they have used as an explanation for a long time, of how to understand the physical experience is what we already created through past thought.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't have a new experience until we are in the physical experience that we already created with a new thought.
With a new thought.
So to judge yourself that you're trying to think new, but then all of a sudden this experience comes up, would it make any sense? Because of course the experience comes up in different forms. It doesn't even have to be, it can even be just a reflective form, like you look
mm-hmm.
at cards.
Mm-hmm.
But once it comes up, that's your opportunity to decide how you want to think of it differently.
Okay.
There we go.
So I'm really looking forward to this next session.
Me too.
With you, that next interview that we do. Can you explain how people can find you?
Yes.
And I think you want to do that in the last couple of seconds here.
Yes. So again, Serenity Now Books and Gifts is on Tampa Road in Palm Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing place to go to for anybody. For many reasons. I also do hold sessions through that facility and work with Brooke there. And she and I sometimes do sessions together. It depends. She always pendulums because her work is very intense in an energetic way. Mine is very intense in a thought way, as well as we do a lot of energy work. So 813-335-4868 is my phone number if you wanted to call directly. Again, 813-335-4868, or you can call Serenity Now at 727-787-5400. 727-787-5400.
And they can set up an appointment with you there.
Yeah, they
okay.
should be able to. I do a lot of work in a lot of places, but yes, whenever I'm around, I'm there.
Well, I thank you immensely for coming back as my guest and helping people understand chakras maybe in a slightly different light. And it all makes sense to me.
Oh, yes.
It really does. So I want to thank everyone out there for listening to the Synergy Connection show. If you have friends or family members that you feel this show would have benefited, then please steer them towards synergyconnectionradio.com. The show will be up there later this afternoon. I archive all of the shows that have been done through the radio program on that website. Also, if you happen to scroll around and see Boomers Forever Young, there's some past shows, and they're highly beneficial to your physical well-being. And you can certainly use the promo code Lucy, L-U-C-Y, to get $5 off of your order if you so choose. I love having all of you listening, and go out there and make this your best life. Thank you for visiting with us. Bye-bye.